AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is being charged with aggravated murder for the shooting death in Utah of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Aggravated murder means Robinson could get the death penalty if convicted. Jeff Gray is the county attorney.
The defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
Gray says Robinson left behind his DNA on the trigger of the rifle that fired the fatal shot. Also, a roommate found a note under Robinson's keyboard.
Quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." Police found a photograph of this note.
The roommate said, "You're not the one who did it." Robinson responded,
I am. I'm sorry.
Investigators in Utah are working on finding a motive for the attack. President Trump says he's extending a TikTok shutdown deadline for a fourth time.
Well, we have a deal on TikTok. I've reached a deal with China. I'm going to speak to President Xi on Friday to confirm everything up. We made a very good trade deal, and I hope good for both countries.
It prolongs the deadline for the China-associated TikTok to sell its assets to an American company or face a ban. FBI Director Kash Patel clashed with skeptical Democrats today at a contentious Senate oversight hearing, defending his record amid criticism he has politicized the Bureau. Robert Redford is being called what a real American hero looks like. The legendary actor and director died in Utah. He was 89. His legendary roles included Roy Hobbs in The Natural.
Where'd you get this?
I made it myself from a tree near home.
Wonder Boy.
Redford won an Oscar in 1980 for Best Director. He talked about it in 2016.
To me, it's about the work. And whatever comes from that, whatever reward comes from that, that's great. But I don't think about it.
This is AP News. Sports fans are paying more to follow their favorite teams.
A new poll finds sports fans are likelier to use a combination of streaming services and traditional TV options to access their favorite teams. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll shows this complicated and often expensive patchwork is common for many sports fans and leaves them beholden to multiple platforms and subscriptions. About 4 in 10 people who follow sports extremely or very closely use both cable and satellite TV plus a sports streaming platform. That's compared with about 2 in 10 people who follow sports somewhat closely. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Dallas Wing star Paige Buchers is the runaway choice for WNBA Rookie of the Year after one of the best debut seasons in league history. Buchers was a bright spot in a team that tied for the league's worst record. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.